Good morning.
早上好。
I'm happy to be with you once again.
很高兴再次来到你们中间。
As many of you know, I had taken a four-month sabbatical.
你可能知道我有过去休息了四个月。
And during that time, the Lord spoke to me, telling me it's time to step down as senior pastor.
在那四个月中，神给我说话，给我一个意向，让我看到我应该退下来。
So my plan is to retire sometime next year, probably from anywhere from June to October.
我的计划就是今年我要退下来，可能是明年的六月份，六月至十月间。
It's been a joy to serve the church for all these years.
我很在教会服侍这么多年，是我很高兴的事情。
But I felt it was time. The Lord was telling me it's time to let younger leadership take over.
神给我一个意向，让我看到应该让更年轻的人做领袖。
So please pray for our leadership as goes through this transition.
请在这个过程中，请大家为我们新为我们这个为这个在这个过程中，请大家为我们新的教会领袖的选择做祷告。
This morning I want to speak on the theme.Of our church.
今天早上我想关于我们教会今日的主题讲一下。
The theme of our church is seek the peace of the city.
我们教会的主题就是寻求这城的平安。
That phrase comes from Jeremiah chapter 29.
这句话来自于Jeremiah 耶利米书Jeremiah 是耶利米吧。
So there God tells the Jewish people who were in exile to seek the peace and prosperity of the city.
在这部书里神告诉被流放的犹太人来为他们所在的城寻求平安和繁荣。
Even in the city where they were captives, really.
在那个城里即便他们是被俘之人。
Now, our church, or the church, can relate to the city in many different ways.
我们的教会和这个城的关系与当时与这个耶利米书所讲到的城的关系是有
关系。Our church, BCEC, can relate to the city of Newton or Boston in different ways.
我们 BCEC 教会同样的，我们 BCEC 教会也和牛顿市还有波士顿市有这样的一些关系。
One way is that the church, in some sense, can be against the city.
一种情况就是教会呢和城市是对立的。
That is, the church has animosity to the city because the city is filled with sinful people.
也就是说，教会呢，对城市有敌意，因为城市在他们看来，城市里面充满了有罪的人。
And so we feel we need to separate and isolate ourselves from the people of the city.
我们觉得我们有必要和城里的人隔离开来。
The second way that we can relate the city is that we are just physically in the city.
第二种方式和城市相关的方式就是说我们在这个城里。
That church doesn't really care about the people around with the church building.
我们呢不必关心城里的人。
It's just a place for us to meet and gather.
教会只是一个我们聚集的地方。
But they really have no contact or concern about the people around the church building.
我们不必关心城里的人。
And such a church is not outward focused, but inward focused.
这样一来，我们教会呢就是一个只注重自己内部的，而与外部无关的。
A third way that a church can relate to the city is that it can be very much like the city.
第三种方式就是和城第三种和城市相关的方式就是我们和城市一样。
That is, such a church wants to be imitating what the rest of the city is like.
在这种方式下呢，教会就是想模效仿这个城市。
They have a desire to be culturally relevant.
教会呢就想和城市呢有一个文化相融性。
And so they think that way is by adopting the values and beliefs of the people around them.
这样一来，教会就会接纳城市的价值观和生活方式。
So they are not being salt and light to the people around them.
而如此以来教会也不会再做神的光之民。
And finally, the last way is that the church can be for the city.
最后一种方式就是教会呢喜爱惜这个城市。
It is the church loves the city and wants to serve the city.
并且爱惜城市，并且服侍于这个城市。
They want to be a blessing to the city.
想成为这个城市的祝福。
And so this sermon will address that first view of the city, that a church can be against the city.
今天这个讲到呢，主要是针对第一种对于城市的这种看法，那就是教会对城市有一种敌意。
Now, that may sound a little strange that your church is against the city, but sometimes Christians don't even realize they have this animosity to the city.
听起来对教会对城市有一种敌意，让你觉得很奇怪。
Now, people in the church may sometimes look at the city as a very dirty place.
教会的人呢，看城市，往往觉得城市是一个很脏的地方。
It is filled with graffiti and vandalism.
到处都是涂鸦。
It's crowded.
公共破坏。
It's crowded with people.
人群拥来涌去。
And all these people are different from us.
这些人和我们都不一样。
They might be poor people. They might be rich people.
有穷人，有富人。
They might be from different countries.
从不同国家来的人。
They speak different languages.
说不同的话，语言。
They worship different gods.
敬拜不同的神。
And then the people are also quite sinful.
而且这些人都充满罪性。
They practice sexual immorality.
性行为不道德。
They get drunk. They take drugs.
酗酒。吸毒。
They are even people who commit crimes of violence and murder and rape.
甚至有人会犯罪，谋杀，甚至偷盗。
And so, as the people Christians see the city that way, they feel, oh, those people should be punished.
这样看城市的人就会认为说，这些人应该得到惩罚。
They deserve to be judged by God.
他们应该被神审判。
And that was the view that Jonah had of the city of Nineveh.
这种观点就是约拿所有的。
Now Jonah was a prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel around 750 BC.
约拿是公元前700年前，以色列北国的一个先知。
And when I mention Jonah, a lot of times people think, "Oh yeah, that's about that story of the great fish." That swallowed Jonah.
当我提起约拿，大家心里就会想到的一个被大鱼吞到肚子里的约拿。
And all they think about when they think of the book of Jonah is like some fairy tale, some children's story.
他们把约拿书看作是一个小孩子的书，是一个神话故事。
And it has no relevance to adults like us.
和我们成人没有什么关联性。
Now, first, we need to realize the story of Jonah is a real story.
首先我们应该意识到的就是约拿书是一本是真的发生的事。
How do we know that it's true?
怎么知道呢?
Well, because Jesus believed that it was true.
因为耶稣他就相信这是真的。
And again, most people think that when they think of the book of Jonah, they think about this story of a big fish swallowing a human being.
当然再次说一下，就是当大家说起约拿书的时候，就想起了这个大鱼把约拿给推到肚子里去。
And somehow this person survived.
很奇怪的是，这个人居然能够存活下来。
Now certainly that's a big miracle.
那当然是一个大的奇迹了。
But that's not the most significant miracle in this book.
但那不是这本书里边所讲的最大的一个神迹。
So we want to look at this the book of Jonah and learn some spiritual lessons from it.
我们想再次看一下约拿书，学到一些属灵的功课。
It's a very short book of only 4 chapters.
它是一本这本书很短，只有四章书。
And we're just going to focus on particularly on the last chapter.
我们主要集中在最后一个章节。
Now some of you may have trouble trying to find the book of Jonah.
你们当中也许有人很难有点找到这本书有点困难。
The book of Jonah is in among the minor prophets toward the end of the Old Testament.
这本书呢是在旧约后半部分中后半部分的小先知书里边。
Now, these books of the minor prophets are not minor because they're not important.
这些关于小先知的书很短，并不说明他们不重要。
They are called minor prophets because the books are shorter.
他们被称作小先知书，只是因为他们很短。
But they are still very important to us.
但他们对我们来说仍然很重要。
The first thing that we see right at the beginning of the book of Jonah is God's call to the city.
在约拿书对我们一开始就看到神呼召了约拿。
So right in chapter 1, verse 1, verse 2, God says, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call up against it, for their evil has come up before me.
在约拿书第一章第二节，神对约拿说， 你起来，往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶打到我面前。约拿却起来逃往他师去躲避耶和华，下到约伯，遇见一只船要往他师去，他就跟了船桨上了船，要与船上的人同往他师去躲避耶和华。So
Jonah, the prophet in Israel, is called to prophesy against the city of Nineveh.
这个以色列人的小这个先知约拿就被神呼召到尼尼微去，让去传讲那个城市，让那个城市的人悔改。The
city of Nineveh is the capital of the country of Assyria.
尼尼微城呢是亚述帝国的首都。
And the city of the nation of Israel, Assyria, was the mortal enemy of Israel.
亚述帝国呢，就是以色列人在这个世上的敌人。
And when God says Nineveh's evil has come up before me, He's basically saying this is a very evil city.
当神在第一章第二节说， 尼尼微人的恶打到我面前，他的意思就是说，他们的这个恶已经让神受不了。And
certainly the nation of Assyria had a very negative reputation.
尼尼微人的这个有一个，因为他们这个残暴，有一个很不臭名昭著。They
were very cruel to the people that they captured.
他对他们的俘虏是非常的残忍的。
They would cut off their tongues. They would cut off their heads. They would skin people alive. They would collect the skulls of these people and build like a pyramid.
And
so it would be fair to say that people in that area feared and hated the Assyrians.
可以这么说，就在尼尼微城周围的这些居民，对尼尼微人是非常害怕，也很痛恨。And
yet Jonah was called to prophesy against them.
但是现在约拿被神呼召去来宣讲，让他们悔不对，让尼尼微人悔罪。Assyria
is basically where Iraq is today.
亚述帝国呢，就是今天的伊拉克。
So where Jonah would, he would basically have to go east.
所以约拿呢，要去的话，就要往东走。But
when Jonah heard God's call, he went west.
当约拿听到神的呼召，他却往西走去。He
took a boat and headed toward what we would call Spain today.
他上了船，往我们今天叫做西班牙的那个地方向走去。Now,
why did he go in the opposite direction?
那么为什么他往相反的方向去呢？
Or maybe he didn't understand what God's, really said.
也许他没有听明白神的话。
Well, I think it's obviously very clear what God said to him.
但是我觉得神对他说的话是很清楚的。
He was called to the city of Nineveh.
他被呼召去尼尼微城。
Maybe he was afraid of the Assyrians because they had a very fierce reputation.
也许他很害怕尼尼微人，因为他们的名声这么坏。
Now, I'm sure he was fearful of them, but I don't think that was the main problem. I think the reason why Jonah went in the opposite direction is because he hated the people of Nineveh.
我觉得他之所以往相反的方向去，是因为他恨恶尼尼微人。
He hated the nation of Assyria.
他痛恨亚述帝国。
The Assyrians never showed any mercy to the people that they captured.
亚述人对他们的俘虏从来没有展示过仁慈怜悯。
So why should God show them any mercy?
那为什么神应该对他们怜悯呢？
Instead, God should judge them and punish them.
相反，神应该审判并惩罚他们。
Imagine it's sort of like God calling a Jew to go to Berlin in the middle of World War II.
那想说，如果在世界在第二次世界大战中，一个犹太人被呼召去德国
，and to preach to the Germans in Berlin，
在柏林的对柏林的那些德国人宣讲。
Imagine the Jewish people would say, "Oh no, I could never do that."
我觉得犹太人不可以做不到这一点。
Or maybe God call a Chinese person to go to Tokyo to preach to them.
或者我们想象，神呼召一个中国人到日本的东京。
There are a lot of people who, because of World War II, have all these deep, hatred for those people.
因为在世界大战中，各个民族之间的相互这个仇恨是如此之深。
So I think this is sort of what was going on with Jonah.
这就是约拿。当时所经历的一种状况。
So Jonah took a ship and went in the opposite direction.
约拿呢坐上了船，但是去相反方向。
Now if I was God, I would probably say, "Oh, you're disobedient. I'm going to punish you, Jonah."
如果我是神，我可能就会对约拿说：“你不顺服，我要惩罚你。”
I'm just going to get someone else to do the job.
我要呼召另一个人去做这个事。
But I hope you see that God is very patient with Jonah.And very merciful to him.
我们看到在这个经文里边看到神对约拿实际上是很有耐心。
God sent a big storm and a big fish to come and get Jonah to turn around.
神呢，发起了大风，并且把用了一条大鱼，最终让约拿回头转移。
By the way, we should mention that a lot of times many of God's people.Think that they are so righteous and good people.
很多时候，我们看到神的子民觉得自己是很公义的。
They don't realize how we are all sinners before a holy God.
我们没有意识到我们在神的面前也是罪人。
And so we sort of think that certain people don't deserve God's mercy.
我们有点有时或多或少会相信，有的人不。不能不值得神去怜悯。
That was the attitude that some of the Pharisees had during Jesus' day.
这种态度也是在耶稣在世的这个时代，一些法利赛人所有的态度。
Certainly, the Bible tells to us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
在罗马书三章二十六节，神耶稣说，世人都犯罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So God sent this big storm as the ship was heading in the opposite direction.
回到约拿书，神发起了一个大风，然后对这个船呢，就在这个在经历着这个在他去西边的那个方向上经历这个海上的大风。
And the sailors did all they could to try to keep the ship from sinking.
那些海员呢，尽所有的力量让这个船能够继续浮在海面上。
Finally, they realized.Oh, Jonah is the problem.
最后，他们意识到原来约拿是这个问题的关键。
So they threw him overboard.
所以就把他扔到海里。
And God guided a great fish to swallow him up.
神呢就让一条大鱼把这个约拿吞到肚子里去。
And Jonah was in the belly of this whale, the fish, for 3 days and three nights.
这个约拿呢就在这大鱼的肚子里三天三夜。
And by the way, it was not a whale.
在圣经里面讲这个大鱼呢，不是我们今天所说的。
Because there's another Hebrew word for whale, and it's not the one that's used here.
在希伯来文呢，有一个专门的词来解说。
It was a great fish.
这里只是说到是一条大鱼。
And so we want to make sure when we tell a Bible story to our children, make sure we get it right.
当我们讲给我们的孩子讲故事的时候，我们要把这个点讲得准确。
So Jonah was swallowed up by this great fish. And but he was yet still alive in the belly of this great fish. Chapter 2 of Jonah tells us of Jonah's prayer while he was in the belly of the fish. And there, basically, Jonah cries out for mercy. In chapter 2, verse 9, it says, But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord.
他在第二章九节这样祷告, 但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你, 我所许的愿, 我必偿还, 救恩出于耶和华。
So Jonah is basically saying, Lord, I've learned my lesson.
约拿实际上是在跟神说, 神啊, 我学到了我的功课了。
I promise now to obey you.
我现在答应一定是,
And if I get out of this, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
如果我从这鱼肚子里出来,
And so God had compassion and mercy upon Jonah.
神对约拿有很多的怜悯。
And he did not allow him to die. And he caused the great fish to vomit Jonah onto dry land.
他耶和华吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上了。And
then in chapter 3, verse 1, God calls Jonah again the second time to go to the city of Nineveh.
在第三章我们看到神第二次呼召约拿。
And so let me read to you chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you.
让我们读一下约拿书3章1到2节。耶和华的话二次临到约拿说，你起来，往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
So we've seen that God has called Jonah twice to go to the city of Nineveh. But now we see that God, we see God's view of the city. First, we see that God realizes that this city is very sinful. And so in chapter 3, verse 4, it says, Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, Yet 40 days in Nineveh shall be overthrown.
所以在第三章第四节这样说，约拿城走，约拿进城走了一日，宣告说，待等40日，尼尼微必倾覆了。
So that verb overthrown is the same Hebrew word that describes the destruction of the sinful cities of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter
19. 和那个俄摩拉的那个两个城市把它消灭掉。
So that word basically means to overturn something or to destroy something.
那个词 overthrow这个词的意思呢，就是说把什么东西推倒，把它破坏，完全不坏。
So basically, Jonah's message is God is going to punish you.
所以约拿的信息，比这个尼尼微城的信息就说神要来惩罚你们。
And notice that Jonah's message is not about just love and mercy of God.
我们看到约拿的信息不是关于爱和慈悲的。Because
a lot of times people, we kind of avoid talking about judgment and sin.
今天我们很多人都不愿意谈神的审判和公义。
We just like to talk about love and all the blessings that you get from being a Christian.
我们只喜欢谈论爱和繁荣。
But we need to realize that God is holy.
我们需要意识到神是一个是神圣公义的。
And We are sinful before a holy God.
在神圣公义的神面前，我们是有罪的。
And we deserve to be punished.
我们应该被惩罚的。
And so in this case, they realized that the people of Nineveh heard this message of judgment.
在这个故事里，我们尼尼微城的人听到了这个事情。
And they repented of their sin.
他们悔罪。
Verse 5 says, chapter 3, and the people of Nineveh believed God, and they called for a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least of them.
3章5节这样说，尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的至小的，都穿麻衣。
So something wonderful happened when Jonah obeyed what God said.
当约拿遵守了神的旨意，一个奇妙的事情就发生了。
Fasting and putting on sackcloth is a sign of deep repentance.
禁食并穿上麻衣是深深悔罪的一个表现。
And it happened not only it happened basically.From the king all the way down to the least person in the king in the city.
从亚述国王到以下所有的人都如此做。
So it was 100% conversion rate, basically.
是100%的转换率。
Everybody in the city basically repented.
每一个在这个城里的每一个人都在悔罪。
So in some sense, this is the greatest miracle.That happens in the book of Jonah.
从某种意义上来说，这是约拿书里边最大的一个奇迹，神迹。
Now, some people say, "Oh, part of the reason why the people repented is because the appearance of Jonah."
有的人说，之所以有这个奇迹的发生，是因为约拿出现，约拿的出现。
Remember, Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
我们想起约拿是在鱼的肚子里三天三夜。
And so all the stomach acid was working on his face and hair and skin and everything.
那些胃酸会作用到他的脸上、他的身体上、皮肤上。
And so he had a very strange appearance to all those people in Nineveh.
对尼尼微人来说，他的这个面容可能很奇怪。
He looks like some of those people that you saw for Halloween recently.
他看上去就像在万圣节中里面所看到的一些鬼怪的样子。
And his story about being swallowed by a fish, they realized this is real. This is a true story.
他被鱼吞到肚子里的这个故事，可能会让人觉得，哦，这是真的。
But obviously, it was God's Holy Spirit working in those people.
但我们当然知道，这是肯定是神的灵在尼尼微城的人心里做工。
And so, if we end the story right there, we would say, "Wow, what a wonderful story!"
如果这个故事就在此结束，我们每个人都会说，哇，这是一个很奇妙的故事啊。
God calls this prophet, and he disobeys, but God gives him a second chance.
神呼召了这一个先知，他开始不顺服，神又呼召他一次。
And given a second chance, everyone gets saved in the city.
当他得到第二次机会的时候，每一个人就悔改被救。
And so, if it ended right there, we would say, "Oh, that's a nice story."
如果故事就此结束，我们说这个故事很好。
But the story does not end at the end of chapter 3.
但是约拿书这个不是在第三章结束。
It goes on into chapter 4.
接下来继续到第四章。
And notice that when God refers to the city of Nineveh, He calls it a great city.
当神看到这个在尼尼微城发生的事情，神说这是一个很大的城市，伟大的城市。
Now, when we think of a great city, we think, "Oh, it must be really large."
当我们听到伟大的城市这个词时，我们想到说的是这个城市的尺寸比较大。
It may have a lot of buildings.
有很多的建筑物。
A lot of streets.
很多的街道。
It's very influential in that whole area.
对整个地区都有很大的影响力。
But I think when God says this is a great city, He's thinking about the people.
当神说这是一个伟大的城市的时候，他想到的是这个城里的人民。
Now, we're coming up to the end of the year.
我们现在是年终了。
And so they're selling lots of calendars out there, right?
我们看到有很多日历在卖。
And when you look at these calendars, usually they have a very scenic view, on these calendars.
在这些日历上，我们往往看到的是一些风景。
They will have a picture of a mountain scene.
有高山的风景。
They will have a picture of an ocean.
大海的照片。
They will have some tranquil valley with maybe some sheep or something.
有各种奇妙样子的山谷照片。
But I've never seen a calendar of a picture of a crowded subway car.
我从来没有看到有一个日历上面的照片是拥挤的地铁。
But we have to realize that when God looks at the city, He doesn't look at the streets or the buildings.
我们必须意识到，当神看一个城市的时候，他不会看到城市的街道。
He looks at the people.
他看到的是人民。
In John 3:16, it says, "God so loved the world."
在约翰书，英文说的是，在约翰书，神爱世人。这个但是这个世人是中文翻译啊，就是神爱世界。
So when God thinks of the world, He doesn't think of the Grand Canyon or the ocean.
在那里，神不会是指大峡谷。
When He says He loved the world, He loved the people of the world.
当他在那里说神爱世界的时候，他说的不是世界，而是人。
He sees these people as helpless in dying in their sins.
他看到的人是绝望的，在罪中灭亡。
He sees them as lost sheep that need to be found.
他看他们是那些所谓是，他看人是他需要找到的，确信的羊。
So even though God sees the sinfulness of these people,
因为神看到人的罪性,
He still cares for them and loves them.
他仍然爱他们，关心他们。
He wants to help them.
想帮助他们。所以在三章十六是神爱世，不是爱这个世界。我们中文翻译。
And so the last point is that we want to see God's love for the city.
最后我们看到是神怎么样爱这个尼尼微城。
So when God says, "I'm not going to destroy the city of Nineveh," Jonah was very upset.
当神说我不想摧毁尼尼微城，约拿就变得很沮丧。
He went outside the city and sat on a hill overlooking the city.
他出了城，到了一个山头上，观望着城。
And he just sat there and waited.
只是坐在那儿等。
And he thought that, oh, maybe God will just change his mind.
也许神会改变他的想法。
And I'm going to sit here and watch him destroy the city.
我就要坐在这儿看神怎么去摧毁这个城市。
But that didn't happen.
但是这件事那么又发生。
And so as Jonah was waiting there, he got kind of hot.
当约拿在那等的时候，他觉得太热了。Not
only in his heart, but also physically, because it was a hot area.
不仅是他心里有点烦热，他因为他所在的那个地区是一个比较热的地方。And
so he was feeling kind of faint from all the heat.
他在这个在这个炽热之口下呢，浑身冒汗。And
so basically. What God did was to teach him a lesson.
神在这儿想给他一个教训。
Now, by the way, we should note that Jonah says in verse 2, "For I know that you are a gracious God, merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster."
约拿在第4章2节跟神说。 耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩慈、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他使去。So
Jonah knew that God had these loving qualities.
约拿早就知道神有这样爱人的心意。But
he did not.
他没有。
And so he wanted God to destroy the city.
他希望神摧毁这城。
And so God had to teach him a lesson.
所以神要给他一个教训。
And so what he did was, as he was sitting there overlooking the city, he allowed this plant to grow.
神所做的就是当约拿坐在 阳光下, 观望城市的时候呢, 神让一棵笔麻长出来。
And this plant provided shade for him.
这个笔麻呢, 就给他提供一点阴凉。
And he was very grateful and thankful for this shade that, from the sun.
约拿呢就对, 从, 这个笔麻给他提供这点阴凉呢, 很感恩。
But the next day, God sent a worm and killed the plant.
但第二天,神让一个虫子把这个笔麻给咬死。
So that there was no more shade.
没有阴凉了。
And so, Jonah was very upset about the plant dying.
植物死了,使得约拿非常的沮丧。
So much so that he said, I'm willing to die.
以至于他说,我宁愿去死。
And so God was trying to teach him a lesson through this plant.
神的目的是要教给他一个教训。
And so look at the last part of verse 4, chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. So it says, And the Lord said, You pity the plant for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow, which comes into being in a night and perishes at night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle?
神是为了教训约拿一个教训，所以在第四章十到十一节神这么说：耶和华说，这笔麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有十二万多人。
We just had a missions conference recently. And I'm sure that many of us learned a lot of things about missionaries and missions.
我相信很多人都从大会中学到了关于拆船的 事情。
And so you might say Jonah was a missionary.
你可以说约拿就是一个传道士。
He was called by God to preach to this other country in Assyria. And he was a successful missionary. Many people repented. But yet he was a missionary with a bad attitude. Because he still did not have the love for these people as God did. And so what God did was to say, oh, you know, I set up this plant that grew overnight and then died suddenly, and you care more about the plant than the people of the city.
所做的就是说，你看我让我给让着一棵植物长出来，给你提供阴凉，它第二天就死掉了。你却这么爱惜它，以至于甚至都不爱惜，你这么爱惜它，爱惜它更多，比爱惜它比爱尼尼微城的人更多。You
see, God has concern still for these sinful people.
看神对这个城里有罪的人仍然是有很多的爱。He
does not see them as the enemy, but the victims of the enemy.
他看他们不是敌人, 而是敌人的, 敌人的受, 敌人, victim, 受害者, 是敌人的受害者, 他不是敌人, 而是敌人的受害者。
And so the book of Jonah ends with this question in verse 11.
约拿书就以这样的一个问题结束。
And so you might ask yourself, it doesn't tell us that Jonah learned his lesson.
你也许会问，这个约拿是不是学到了他的功课呢？
It doesn't tell us that Jonah finally loved the people of Nineveh.
没有告诉我们是不是约拿最后学会去爱尼尼微城人。
But actually, by the fact that we have the book of Jonah, tells us that he did change his heart.
我们今天能读到约拿书，可能实际上是告诉我们约拿。 可能是实际上已经改变了他的心意。
Because Jonah wrote the book, and it contains things that only he would know.
因为约拿写了这本书，书里面有只有他自己知道的一些事情。
He must have written this book to help other people who have the same bad attitude as him.
他一定是写下了这本书，然后来给那些有不好的这样心态的人去读。
I imagine there might be people like here who also have this kind of bad attitude.
可以去想象我们在座的人中可能也会有这样一种心态。
That we're just so frustrated with our society.
我们对我们的社会感到很沮丧。
They're allowing marijuana to be sold in our street, in our city.
社会允许皇马被在街上卖。
They have allow people to gay people to get married.
允许同性恋结婚。
There's all this violence and all this hatred that's out there.
有这么多的暴力，有这么多的仇恨。
So some of us might think God should just punish all those people.
有人会说，神应该来惩罚这些人。
God should just judge them.
神应该来宣判这些人。
But God still loves these people.
但是神仍然爱这些人。
He wants us to share the hope that we have in Jesus Christ.
神让我们和他们一起分享。分享希望。
So some of us need to have a change of attitude, like Jonah.
我们当中的有些人也需要像约拿一样改变他的。
And our church needs to have a change of attitude as well.
教会也应该改变态度。
That if we need to see the people and view the people the way God sees them.
我们需要像神一样看人。
And that we see that God sent His Son to die for us.
神让他的儿独生子为我们而死
，not for just us good people, but for everyone.
不只是为我们这些立为好的人，因为
we are all sinners before God.
因为在神面前，我们所有人都是罪人。
So when you think of the book of Jonah, just don't think of a fish story.
所以当你想约拿书，想起约拿书的时候，不要只是一本关于大鱼的书。
But I hope you think of what a loving and compassionate God that we have.
而是去多思想，我们的神是多么的怜悯和慈爱。
And we need to not only know it in our heads, we need to have that attitude and action in our lives as well.
我们不只是在头脑里有这种这样想，而且我们要有更要用态度和行动来这样做。
Let's put together in prayer.
那我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for this short book.
主啊，谢谢你给我们这样一本短的书。
We admit that many of us miss the point of this book.
我们承认我们对这书的意思并不很清楚。
We see that the greatest miracle is that a whole city turned from their sin and turned to God.
我们应该看到是最大的一个神迹是整个的城市都悔罪。
That even though they deserve punishment from a holy God,You had compassion on them.
即便他们值得被神来审判，但是你宽恕了他们。
So we pray that you would help us with our attitude.
我们祷告，希望你能帮助我们改变我们的态度。
That as you call us to seek the peace of the city, that you help us to do that with a good attitude.
当你呼召我们来寻求这城的平安的时候，也求你帮助我们改变态度。
That you would help us to grow in our love for the people around us as you love them.
帮助我们在爱，帮助我们能够更多的去爱这城的人。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。
阿门。